And welcome back to Pod Culture. I'm Brad.
I'm Glenn.
I'm Christina.
I'm Adam.
It's Ashley.
Hi, Ashley.
I knew somebody was like staying around here. She just never leaves, does she?
Good.
Again, with the locking your door.
I like not being
people
the
just
only
come
chick.
In off the street.
When you get old, did we all turn our mics back on? Okay,
I
good.
Think so.
All right, cool.
Okay. La la la.
Well, I
never mind that.
If listeners were to ever see the studio, they would know my back is to the computer monitor.
But I'm watching the monitor the whole time.
I have no idea what the hell's going on.
But I'm looking at you, so
who
I
does?
See the monitor the whole time, and I always signal if things look wonky.
Well, this is Pod Culture. It's always wonky.
That's all right. Wonky is good.
But you know, you get old, you forget to, you know, lock doors and shit.
Again, his words, not mine. I lock the doors all the time. I'm a little bit anal about locking the doors.
Glenn even locks your doors.
Yeah.
He does, and I'm glad.
He didn't even have to, because he could just, you know, somebody walks in the door, he could just shoot him.
But I'm a compulsive locker.
I do the same thing.
That way I won't have to shoot someone.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm more than willing.
You're just itching for someone to break into that house, don't
yeah.
you?
I
yeah.
dare
kinda,
you.
Kind of.
I dare you to try.
I wouldn't have to change the carpet. That would be more
make
likely
sure they just break into the garage.
Luckily, I've got red carpet.
OxyClean. Okay.
I planned ahead.
OxyClean. Yeah.
Nice.
Well, or the garage, you just hose it down.
Hose it down. Yeah.
Uh-huh. If you would.
All right.
But getting back.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Yes. Happy New
Year. Happy New Year.
We are still, I guess, recovering from the holiday season.
Dear
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
The days off. If you had days off, hope they went well.
Or if you got sent home early on several days.
That's just because you were bad.
Nuh-uh, we were good girls.
And by good, you mean bad.
No.
But I hope everyone had a safe, happy, and enjoyable holiday.
Send us send us your New Year's resolutions.
To hell with sending. Call them into the voicemail
that
line.
Too,
there you go.
206-338-3763. That is 206-338-3POD.
I was close.
All right, so what's everyone been up to? I know we've had a holiday season
stuff.
Yeah,
stuff.
There's lots of prezzies and stuff.
Okay, and we'll definitely cover that in
it's been a prezzy spectacular.
I took a big step over the holiday. I have I guess been now inducted into a social network online.
Uh-oh.
I told myself I would never do it. I started with Twitter, and got into that, and that's pretty cool. I like being able to Twitter. And,
yeah, you
and,
threw me off because you use a different username on it.
Tweet people. Yeah, my username, if anyone wants to follow me or whatever.
I follow you.
Yes, is Vivad. Is V-I-V-A-D.
You know how kinda sad like it was? It took me a little while to actually
playoff.
Catch that.
Yeah,
you're so sad.
Play off my first name and my last name. I thought it was kind of clever. And then this past weekend, I signed onto Facebook.
Yay!
Nah.
Oh, boy. That was more painful.
Facebook.
That was more painful than Twitter.
That's what I understand.
But I like it now because there's a lot of my old friends from high school.
That's exactly why I signed up for it.
On there.
Yeah, that's exactly why I stayed away from them because I didn't like any of them damn
and,
people.
See, I'll just ignore them. You know, if they
New Albany Class 88 listens.
If you look at my friends list, it's almost everybody I went to high school with that I care about.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I recently heard a lot of college friends of mine are on Facebook, but
yeah.
I had also heard things about them, like Facebook tracking where you go when you leave it and stuff like that, that I didn't like.
How bored would they be when they looked at my stuff?
Yeah, Twitter's addicting.
Twitter is, yeah. It is.
See, I talked to Justin about this the other day online, that it's so trendy, I'm having a hard time with it now. I don't want to do it because it's so trendy.
Yeah, it's...
I don't want to do it anymore because everybody's doing it.
I had signed up for it. And the next day, I saw some special on the news or something about Twitter, and I was like, oh, great.
Yeah.
Sign up for it. Now it's, you know, it's now it goes mainstream.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Of course, it's probably been a little bit more mainstream before that, but I don't know.
All right. I've been doing it for about a year and a half.
You have a problem.
Not near as bad as some
have
folks.
A problem. If I hear that stupid little bird tweet from your iPhone, I hear it all the time.
And it's even worse because I have the Pro app that I actually paid for.
God.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, it annoys her when you're
there. Well, we'll be watching TV. We'll be watching something, and in the middle of watching something, he's got to stop in Twitter. That's a problem to me.
You were
Twittering during Stargate Atlantis.
I was going to say, and then you were texting
that's
me
different.
Too.
That's Adam.
Yeah,
but when you're Twittering, it's annoying.
It's kind of fun. It's good way to vent.
It's rude. That's what it is. It's rude.
It's fun though.
It's just another. Yeah, sound.
It's another way
it's
to
another
not
thing.
Talk to people.
It's another, yeah. Oh, there you go.
I've used the F word more times at that little noise.
Yes, I get the fucking hell.
All the time.
Fracking, frack, frack, frack.
Well, because we'll be somewhere. We'll be, I'm watching something. We're watching something. And God forbid we make it through a whole episode of something without having to Twitter.
I did not tweet during the Doctor Who Christmas special, which we'll talk about a little later. So, yeah.
That's
because it wasn't going on in real time with it.
Yeah, see, otherwise you would have.
All right.
I just think I was, again, talking to Justin that we have all these means of communication. Hi, Justin. All these means of communication. Mm-hmm. All these ways to communicate with people, but we're not saying anything anymore.
Yeah, it's a bunch of empty.
It is. It's
messaging.
Empty.
And, yeah.
There's no communication.
There's no interaction.
Right.
It's just
I don't know.
It's as far as interaction goes, there's not much of it there.
No, it's
there
just
may be
very
information
cold.
Being right. passed from one to the other, but as far as interaction goes,
right? It's not. It's cold.
I gotta disagree. I've done a lot of interacting with folks about that. Matter of fact, a fair bit today while I should have been working. talking, because as of this recording, this is Friday, January the 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow in the afternoon, I'm not quite sure exactly what time, they're going to announce who the 11th Doctor is.
Dun, dun, dun.
But I was tweeting back and forth with several folks about that, who we might like, who the odds-on favorite are, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So there was a dialogue to that. I've done that before. Actually gotten some pretty... a pretty deep discussion once about whether or not the Ten Commandments should be displayed in a public building.
Yeah.
But that's not the norm. I mean, a lot of the stuff I see go past is at the store, in line at the mall,
mm-hmm.
getting my eyebrows waxed. I mean, crap that, like, nobody really, truly... I don't know. It just irks me that there are so many ways to talk to people, and we're not actually talking to people at all.
Yeah. Because there's so much more to communication than just exchanges.
Exactly.
And
I agree.
And passing information back. There's body language. There's picking up on people's emotions and facial expressions
and
stuff like that.
How are you? And really wanting the answer. Yeah.
But on the other hand, there's nothing's going to replace the four or five, six of us sitting here in the room talking back and forth. You're not really going to replace that face-to-face interaction.
But I guess it's easier to organize,
UK,
or yeah, that too.
Or
long
you got,
distance,
long distance
communications,
stuff, talking back and forth. It's almost about as good as you can do in a real time conversation type of thing.
But a lot of people who are on stuff like that don't do it for that purpose. They just like to hear themselves type.
Well,
they just
there's a lot of that as
they
well.
They just like to see their screen names on the screen.
And there's Indiana Jim.
No,
he
I love him. He has the best. He has the best ADD. I like to. I like to read his.
I tweet a lot. Oh boy.
I like. He's got the best ADD.
Okay.
It's interesting to see him jump topic.
No kidding.
I will get off my soapbox. It just irks me that there are so many ways to talk to people, but we're not.
Now,
so, really.
But you do have a Twitter account. You don't use it much.
I can't even tell you the last time I tweeted.
The other day when the Borders coupon. You tweeted
to you because I knew that I. Do you know why I Twittered to him?
Because you knew.
Because I knew within 6 seconds he would read it. If I sent him a voicemail or if I called him, he might not get it as fast as if I sent him a Twitter.
And there's a good reason for it.
And
right
that
there.
Is really, really sad.
I'm sitting in here on a Friday night at home podcasting,
talking to people that you also talk to on the phone.
Actually, well, no, we're talking to hundreds and hundreds of people.
Yes. When I have to get in touch with my boyfriend via Twitter, it's really sad.
No, sad is the couple of times where you and I have, you've been in the living room on your computer, I'm here in the office on my computer.
That's when I first got it, and I thought it was cool.
And twittering back and forth from separate rooms.
That's when I first got it, and I thought it was fun. Oh. But that happened once.
Or Skype. The time we Skyped each other.
Testing Skype out and recording. That doesn't count.
Yeah, that's a reason. Yeah. If you were still twittering from different rooms, I would be worried.
Okay. Glenn, your thoughts? You've been kind of quiet on this one.
Yeah. You know, I've never twittered.
You need to get you on Twitter.
No. Yeah, run.
I don't know.
I don't know. If Revenger's taken, man. I don't
know. It probably is. I don't know. I mean, it's been out for a while. Yeah,
Twitter is Robo Vampire. There you go.
Be the stalwart one of us who can resist.
I have to go sign up for that account now. Just to
don't give in like I did.
Yeah, I don't know.
Save yourself.
But I will say the only thing I do like about Twitter, well, two things: Stephen Fry,
John Cleese
has a Twitter. I haven't signed up for him yet, and Andy, the character from Little Britain.
Oh, well, there's also. All somebody is doing all the characters from Buffy, Angel, Firefly. All of them are twittering it as well.
All the characters from Left 4 Dead now.
Yeah,
I didn't really.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. That's a hoot.
That's awesome.
Stephen Fry was adorable.
Need healing. So there's a lot of stuff like Darth Vader's on Twitter.
Wow.
Now, in a lot of ways, I'm very much cutting edge technology, but on the other hand, I hardly do text messaging at all. Mm-hmm. And Twitter's just more text messaging.
It really is.
Essentially,
it is.
It's online
texting. En masse, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's
online texting.
You know, you would think after all these years of playing WoW and having to type to people that my typing skills would be getting better and I would enjoy it, but my typing's gone way downhill lately.
I cannot type worth crap.
I don't know what's going on.
You would think after all the stuff that I've done, I would know the keyboard better than I do, but I still have to look down at the keyboard every once in a while and just... And it's like,
yeah, I cheated in typing class. I used to look.
Yeah. I can watch TV and type. I can't type for shit. 80 words a minute.
Okay. Wow.
Best show time in Chizik.
Most bizarre opening of pod culture ever.
It kind
of
went all over the place, didn't it?
Yeah, we're pretty
Sorry.
Much.
Sorry, that was my
Just
fault.
Just like a zombie splatter after a shotgun.
Or like all Twitter, over. I would imagine.
Pretty much,
yes,
you got it.
That's the truth. Right. Thank
I would only imagine
podcasting
that
Gibbs.
It.
All right.
Way to bring it back.
Let's take a break. I got a Twitter that we're going to do something. And we'll be back with more pod culture right after this.
That goddamn little bird. You know what? I heard a bird outside the other day and thought, Jesus Christ.
Hey, everyone out there in Podland. Jay Emmett from the Obscurities Podcast here. And with me side by side, my partner in crime,
Stewie D.
When we're not busy waxing all poetic about the 80s, going on and on about big hair, Cabbage Patch Kids, Atari and such, we're geeking out with the crew from Pod Culture. So if you want to hear a couple of bogus guys talking nostalgic about the best decade ever, check us out at obscure80s.podomatic.com. But if you just want to get your geek on, keep listening to Brad, Glenn, and Christina here at Pod Culture.
Put away the tree, pack up the mistletoe. The Christmas holiday season is now over.
It's hard to believe.
Yeah, it came and went.
It was pretty quick.
Yeah, it was.
I'm starting to think like the Kwanzaa Hanukkah people have the right idea.
Stretch it out.
Stretch it out. So you're not so rushed. You can enjoy your family and your friends and all the time that you have.
Well, we kind of did that with our family.
I know, I like that. I like that, though. It's
like,
good.
All right, one weekend is... this side of the family, the other weekend is this side of the family, and it just gets crazy.
It works. It works. It's very good.
It was a little freaky, though, at like Candy Day and stuff with Mom being there, too.
That your parents are friends again?
Yeah.
Freaks them out.
That's just creepy as hell. I'm sorry.
You know, I think it's nice.
People that come from, you know, whose parents are divorced, anytime the parents are together, it's just weird. But, all right. Anybody, what... who wants to start? What did you rake in for Christmas? Get anything cool? Anything geeky?
I got a couple video games, which is cool. Mm-hmm. That's good. After, you know, I recently got the house and I got all these house things, and I was like, you know, I could probably maybe use a few more house things, but I don't want house things. I want cool stuff for Christmas. You know? I got a couple shirts, but luckily they were like Marvel superhero shirts.
Yes, nice. Those are cool.
So I got two Marvel superhero shirts and an Underdog shirt.
Yay!
Nice.
Yeah. Underdog. Gotta love Underdog. And let's see. The games. I gave my mom a list, and I said, Left 4 Dead's top of the list. I said, but there's a list so that you can surprise me. You know? And I got Left 4 Dead, and I got Fallout 3.
Sweet. Yeah. I love that game.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really cool. I hadn't followed it at all. I mean, I didn't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. I just heard it was good, and I thought...
It's really good, yeah.
Okay. I had seen some of the earlier Fallouts, and they were like above view kind of things.
Isometric
and stuff.
View.
Yeah, and I just... Yeah. Wasn't so sure, but I heard this is first person, and it's like playing Morrowind, but in
Oblivion. Yeah,
Oblivion in
post-apocalyptic nuclear fallouty world.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm all about post-apocalyptic.
Yeah, Mad Max is one of his favorite movies.
That's right.
Now those are 360 games.
Both of them for the 360. Okay. It was a tough call. You know, Left 4 Dead. You know, get it on Steam or get it on 360. But I knew a lot of people that were getting it on 360, so I went ahead and did that. Even though the Steam version, man, you could get mods.
That's why I'm hearing stuff about it. I'm almost tempted because I've actually got a PC that would be halfway decent at running it.
Mm-hmm. It's a tough call, but I went ahead. At least I'm getting achievements.
There you go.
There you go.
Get
that score up.
I got that as well as playing it and been racking up more than a few achievements on that. A lot of fun.
There are still achievements on the PC version. Like you can still, it doesn't really go to anything, but you just unlock achievements.
Well, neither does the 360.
Accumulate. Yeah, really. But you know, you have a gamer score or whatever that goes to your gamer score. Mm-hmm. The one on the PC doesn't really do anything.
It's still ain't worth a damn.
It's just an achievement. So
you need to have something where you can redeem those for
Microsoft points.
Yeah,
that would be cool.
That'd be awesome.
You know, every 1,000 points you get a card or something like that or whatever. So, you know, if you want to have a huge gamer score, you just start saving up the points. But if you want the cards, it takes away some of those points. So it's kind of like a virtual currency or something.
And it would keep you playing and keep you getting new games because then you would have more achievement points.
Yep.
Microsoft, get on it.
Speaking of achievement points, just putting in a blurt, someone that I know had a bet over for 1 week. They had to get 10,000 gamers points.
Jesus.
And they were going to get $1,000 if they got it.
Holy
and
crap.
They got it in 4 days.
Wow.
Oh my God. What did they play? Everything.
It was bad because I don't know. You all probably don't watch Red versus Blue, but one of the guys on there, they were bantering and like, I bet you can't get 10,000 game points. Well, I bet I can. Well, let's put money on it. So, but
wow.
That's what happened was he's obsessed with achievements. So all the easy ones like Avatar and all that were already taken up, but I was really surprised. I was like, I'm not sure because he's got all the easy ones taken care of, but 4 days and now he's $1,000 richer.
Wow.
Wow.
How in the hell could you... So at the bare minimum, there's 10 games to fully max out right there, I think. And there's like thousands of max.
I don't know. There's a site where they keep track of all the games. I think he played like 36 different games, maybe.
Oh, my God.
Damn. I don't have 36 games spread across all my systems.
Yeah, but if you have friends, you could
borrow. Yeah,
I know, but still, Jesus.
Well, I could do it for $1,000. I mean, hey, why not?
Yeah, really.
Mm-hmm. Hell, I could do it, and I can't even play half those games.
Vacation.
Adam, you get anything?
Oh,
cool,
yes.
Geeky?
First thing I got was a custom Battlestar Galactica made out of Legos.
Yay!
That my buddy Richard put together for me on the LegoFactory.com website. That was awesome. Thank you, Richard.
Now, new series, right?
The new series, okay. Yeah. It's the new Battlestar Galactica. And also from my buddy Kevin and his wife Maria, I got the Battlestar Galactica board game, which is awesome.
Cool.
It is probably the most complicated board game I have ever played. Monopoly has nothing on this.
So in other words, you got to be sober to play this game.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. After a few times, you just kind of get the hang of it. You got to, there's so many different decks of cards.
Mm-hmm.
But, I would imagine after a few sessions of it, you could start playing it drunk. But it's really cool because
you can play it like Colonel Ty.
Yeah, yeah.
By his rules.
A lot of their character flaws and attributes come in play into the game. The whole aspect of suspicion, that someone's a Cylon, mm-hmm. plays heavily into the game because at the beginning of the game, you get loyalty cards.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone could be a Cylon. You don't know who.
All you got to do is boink them. If the spine glows red, they're a Cylon.
That's true. But you can. That's not a game mechanic.
Is there a Starbucks sleeps with everybody's suspicion?
No pun intended, right?
Yeah. What's that?
Is there a Starbucks sleeps with everybody?
No, there's no Starbucks sleeps with everybody card. Okay. but there's it's incredibly well balanced. There's a whole space battle mechanic to it. There is just all sorts of stuff. It's really, I highly, highly recommend it.
Cool.
It takes a few hours to play, and it takes even more to actually figure it out and to get the hang of the different mm-hmm. steps of everybody's turn. But it's absolutely worth it because it's too much fun.
Sounds like us trying to play Killer Bunnies and Dragon Con a couple years ago. It was an epic length session, let me tell you. Another complicated game.
Ah.
Anything
it really,
else?
It doesn't sound like it would be, but it is.
It is really fucking hard. Oh, I'm not going to put the damn beep in. Frack it.
There you go.
All right. Ashley?
My Christmas was good.
G-E-W-D.
G-E-W-D. I'm actually playing with one of the things that I got, my iPod Touch.
Yay!
Yay! I love the videos on it. But, no, I got this, and then Nick got me Mirror's Edge back.
Nice.
Which I've been wanting for a while.
Yay, Nick!
Yes, Nick rocks. And then he also got me World War Z, but this comic as well that I've seen it around.
Umbrella Academy.
Huh. Yeah, I've seen it around, but I'm like, I thought it was like, I thought it was, Resident Evil. So I was mm-hmm. like, meh. But it's really interesting. It's made by one of the guys at My Chemical Romance or something. So that turned me off at first, but then I was like,
that's kind of neat.
Yeah, it was actually turned out pretty good. It's just, but I wish there was more to it because it seems like they rushed through the story. You didn't really get to know the characters.
There's a movie coming out, isn't there?
I believe so.
Yeah,
I believe there's a movie in development.
Well, it's interesting. Like I said, it seemed like I wanted more afterwards, and there mm-hmm. it was over. And I was
what's
like,
it about?
Damn. Years ago, all of a sudden, like, what is it? I'll read the back, actually. In an inexplicable worldwide event, 47 extraordinary children were spontaneously born by women who'd previously shown no signs of pregnancy. Blah, blah, blah. This guy adopts 7 of them, and they turn out to be superheroes.
Hmm.
But, like, one of them isn't. Like, she has no superpowers, so, like, an evil force gets her and, uses her for
okay.
to blow up the world.
Huh. Check it out.
When that happens.
So it's all the whole series is collected into one trade there? Or is it an ongoing?
No, it's just one. Everything's in here.
Okay, cool.
But I wanted more.
Yeah, pass that over to Glenn. I think he wants to take a look at it.
Yeah, I'll take
but a then I also got World War Z, and I picked up a Zombie Survival Guide.
I love the Zombie Survival Guide.
Zombie Survival Guide's a hoot.
But other than that.
Christina?
Oh, my God. Are we going to talk about it now, or are we going to talk about it in Geek and Tell?
A couple of paper things, I guess.
I got my coat. I have a wool coat that I really hope it's cold enough to wear.
I think we pretty much guarantee we're not going to get any severe weather in the local metro area.
And a shovel and
knock on wood.
Yeah.
No, it's because we're prepared this year.
Oh,
I bought a snow shovel. I bought a big old thing of rock salt.
And I have a wool coat.
And she's got a super heavy coat.
So you're the reason we didn't have a white Christmas.
Yeah.
Exactly, and I couldn't be happier.
I wanted a little bit of snow for Christmas.
Just a little bit.
The dust.
They don't mean it have to be
enough
cold.
To cover the grass.
It would have to be cold.
But it only has to be 32.
That's pretty cold.
about 30 degrees too cold.
Whatever, t-shirt weather.
You're from Cleveland. It's practically Canada.
And, oh, between you and Elizabeth, I have almost all my fandoms covered for Christmas. And I got action figures, and I got DVDs, and I got an autograph, and I got a calendar, and I got t-shirts. And it was wonderful. And I think my favorite thing, and you're going to laugh at me, my coffee pot. He got me a percolator coffee pot.
Yeah, I wasn't too sure that one was going to show up on time.
But it did, right? Day before Christmas.
And it was hard to find. Because, one, they really don't make a lot of percolator coffee pots. Unless you're getting the super high-end stuff.
Mm-hmm. Which I
really
didn't
anymore.
Need. Yeah, no.
And she wanted a small one.
Because I can't
you
drink.
Can't really find a small coffee pot.
And I didn't want one that was on the stove. I wanted one that plugged in. Because I wouldn't trust it on the stove.
Yeah, yeah.
So, naturally, where do you turn? eBay.
There you go.
And somebody had this little... It's like four cups, but it's really only like two cups. Coffee maker.
Hmm.
They say four cups, but it's only like two decent sized cups. If that.
Yeah.
Especially with a new...
Just enough. Yeah. It's just enough. It's perfect.
And got it for like cheap.
Happy. Happy, because I have not had percolated coffee since my grandma passed away. So it was really neat to have percolated coffee. It's so good.
Yeah, it was funny because I bought it like early in December and finally on Christmas Eve it shows up.
Oh, wow. Good grief.
Yeah. You don't talk about cutting it close.
Yeah.
I'm like, you son of a...
But I got lots of wonderful things and I'm very happy.
Is that an option on your eBay feedback? You son of a bitch.
I think I gave positive feedback, but in the description said shipping was a little
too
slow.
Long.
A little iffy.
Yeah. Great item. Works great. It's described, although apparently it came from a smoker's household. Because opened the box up and was like, whoa! Okay.
Can't stand that smell.
Because with a schnoz like mine, I can't help but catch that stuff. But, yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, lots of good stuff. Action figures. I got toys and clothes and books and DVDs and a Doctor Who calendar.
That is a cool calendar. You sent me a picture of that.
I did.
Awesome.
It's the Adipose. Is January. But
and nobody, we're the only two in here that watch it.
That's okay. People listen.
I saw an episode.
People who are listening watch
me too.
It.
Last night.
You played the Doctor.
Yeah, I played the Doctor.
Who was the Doctor? But, yeah, it was wonderful. I had a lovely Christmas.
So I get a free pass for all Doctor Who stuff.
No, you don't.
Because I was Doctor Who.
Just bring an external drive and we'll take care of that for you. I did pretty darn good myself. It was, for the most part, a very practical Christmas.
Boo, I'm so sorry.
No.
It's because of me.
You know, when you get two people living together, eventually your parents want to give you practical stuff.
Housey mm-hmm. type stuff.
House type stuff.
Yeah.
But my mother, who, you know, trying to get her to buy anything even quasi-geek related is interesting sometimes.
And she doesn't do gift cards.
And she doesn't really do gift cards. Every once in a while, but not too often. She wanted to know, was bugging me, what do you want to get?
What do you need?
Show
us what do you need?
And, well, we don't need a lot. We want a lot. We don't need a lot. So I told her, we could use some new dishes. Because everything that I have is, you know, the Bachelor hand-me-down that I had gotten, you know.
And
two or three dishes from this kind of set. Three dishes from another kind of set.
The McDonald's collectible cups.
Quite a few of those. Not necessarily McDonald's, but I got a lot of 7-Eleven. So we got actually two really nice
They're green
dishes.
Lanterning.
Yeah.
They're black and green.
Actually, we had chili on those tonight. Mm-hmm.
Very yummy
the
chili.
The bottoms of the dishes and the outsides of the bowls and stuff are all this jet black, and then they're kind of this emerald greeny color. Really cool looking.
They are.
So we got us a couple of sets of those, and then my dad and my stepmother got us this really nice set of
gorgeous
pots and pans and
steak knives.
Hmm. Yeah, and steak knife and a butcher knife.
We were playing with butcher knife last night.
Because
I have never owned a butcher knife.
Yeah. And I'm always amazed when you go to...
Is there a reason for that?
Yeah, there's a reason for that.
I'm not allowed to play with the sharp objects.
some court ruling about that, maybe?
And it's always amazing, too, when you go to unpack this stuff. How the hell did they get all that stuff, all this crap,
no kidding.
In this little tiny box?
It's TARDIS.
Yeah.
I really think that there is some kind of
temporal technology. Timey-wimey.
Yeah.
Timey-wimey.
Because, I mean, you get like 8 big plates and 8 big
those
coffee mugs and the salad
gigantic.
Plates. Yeah, the salad plates are almost the size of a normal dinner
yeah.
plate. And all that stuff in this one little box.
And my coffee pot is one of those cups of coffee, like one of those cups.
Yeah.
And a little bit. Like, those coffee mugs are huge.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah,
but
you
still.
Use almost that whole coffee pot, and then just a top off is
yeah,
what's left in this little
wonderful.
Coffee pot of hers.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so we got the pots and pans. You know, got some nice stuff. Got a book from my mother.
Oh, I'll talk about that later. Go ahead.
Which is hysterical. Because Christina and I got my mother, what's the author's name? It's
Jeffrey
McGuire.
Okay.
He wrote a series of books, kind of the untold story of the Wizard of Oz or that whole universe.
He writes the underdog stories. He writes the story from the point of the ugly stepsisters. He writes the story from the point of the other characters.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
So he wrote Wicked.
Yeah, he wrote Wicked. That's one that the Broadway musical is based on that actually we're going to go see later this month.
This time next week,
yep,
we'll be at Wicked.
Much.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
And we got my mother the third book in that series. Ironically enough, my mother got me the same book.
Because usually they'll get each other books and read them and then give them.
You know, I don't necessarily read them, but my mother, she made no bones about it, and it's kind of a running gag
now. A lot
of
people do that.
Is she'll buy, like, she'll give my brother-in-law Dave a hardback, and usually it's one of the Grisham novels or Clive Cussler or whatever. And, you know, she'll take the dust jacket off, she'll read the book, wrap it up, give it to her. And kind of do, everybody kind of does the same. Well, I got her this book. She got me the same book. But her gift was a little cooler.
Oh, so
actually,
much
a lot cooler. Since it's still a new book, everything was pretty much the first printing. But she had it. It was signed by the author.
First edition signed.
So,
wow.
Very cool.
Wow.
So I got that. That's all, pretty,
freaking
pretty,
awesome.
Pretty freaking cool.
Huh.
Haven't had a chance to read it yet. What else? Got a pair of green Chucks. Which are just, I mean, they're bright green, which is awesome. Because now I can actually look like my character in Second Life.
You can find the green ones anywhere in high top.
Yeah,
you can find the low top ones everywhere, but you can find the green ones. So I just got online and ordered them.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
And yeah, because in Second Life, I had the character has the black. Sure, it's got the flaming Green Lantern logo on it.
I think the idea is to make the character look like you, not make you look like the character.
Well, that's kind of what I did. Now it'll... A little bass backwards, but it works.
Okay.
Hey, and check out the Pod Culture Digs in Second Life. We have a very kick-ass...
They are slink. God. I told you, he's sad.
Who's sadder? You live with me.
Yeah, but I don't do all that stuff.
I'm sorry, you're sitting there talking about Second Life, and I can only think of the Big Bang Theory episode.
I know. Sorry.
Where she was playing Conan?
Where they were playing WoW at the beginning of the intro, and he's like, y'all can come to my Second Life house. I have a jacuzzi now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I get you now. Oh, what else? We just got all kinds of...
I think
cool
we all
stuff.
Got DVDs and books.
Lots. Yeah, we got more than a few DVDs, too.
So. It was a blue Christmas, like you said. It was
yes,
a Blu-ray
it
Christmas.
It was a Blu-ray Christmas, that is for sure. So, well, you know what? Anybody got anything else from Christmas that they want to bring up? Nope. All right.
Go once, going twice.
Let's take a break. Maybe we'll grab some geek cuisine, and we will be back right after this.
Sounds like a good plan, Brad.
Attention radio, we are podcasting, making you irrelevant.
All right, it's time to get some sugar on here.
More sugar.
Yep. And like the last couple of episodes, you know, the Wooby and Wales. A couple of episodes. We have some more Jones Soda.
Whoopie whoopie doo. Sorry.
I had to. Yeah, why they had me moderate your comment? I don't know.
I don't know why either.
It like held
like,
it to her on. I don't know. That was bizarre.
It's not that bad. It's bad.
But,
not that bad.
We got some more Jones Soda. And keeping with the little holiday theme there, I guess, that we're continuing from the last batch of episodes, we have some Jones Soda holiday stuff.
because people are still celebrating holidays this week.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and get the tongue twister of a name one out of the way. It's because Jones didn't do the traditional holiday packs like they had the past few
Boo
years.
Boo Jones.
Which,
on one hand, really sucks because those are even more fun than some of these flavors. But on the other hand, our stomachs thank them very greatly because we don't have anything like Brussels sprout soda or country ham.
Yeah.
Leave Ashley alone. She'll hate you.
She's not paying attention. She's playing with the
iPod. She'll hit you and I'll laugh.
I can hear you. I can multitask. Thank you very much.
So one of the flavors they had was apparently some sort of Hawaiian holiday flavor.
You should choose it to ignore
you. It's, and I am totally going to mispronounce this.
Pronounce every syllable.
Mele kalikamaka?
Mele kalikilmaka.
Bless you.
Gesundheit.
He wins.
You actually said it right.
Mele kalikimaka?
Damn. Okay. What Adam said. We'll go with what Adam said.
Merry Christmas.
Mele kalikimaka?
Yeah. Mele kalikimaka.
See?
So what's Merry Christmas taste like?
We'll find out, apparently. They bottled it.
They bottled it.
Pine tree.
And carbonated it.
I'm going to guess pineapple.
And probably put some cane sugar in it, too.
Okay.
Yay.
Well, yeah. Well, wait a minute. That's cheating.
What?
Because they use pure cane sugar and everything.
Yeah.
Jones does.
Because it's Jones.
It's Jones, and I love them.
They're so great.
There's just something inherently wrong about drinking Jones anything out of little Dixie cups in a room together.
Drink the Kool-Aid.
Best was Jonesy on the left hand side.
Was the cap on that sealed?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Fresh from the factory of death.
I will miss you all. Tell my kitty I love her.
Oh, schnikes. That wasn't good. Was not good.
Did you just drop your thing in your
I just dropped my iPod into my Mountain Dew.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
And he's laughing.
Hey, can you hold that for a second?
Sure, no problem.
The insanity set.
Whoops.
Did it didn't soak in, or did it just kind of splash it? Right
no.
In?
Well, luckily it fell in the top part, and it didn't. The dock on the the dock is clean, but it, ooh, that was close. It soaked right up in there, didn't it? Okay. Sticky iPod.
Do you need to go? Go wipe it
off. Do you and your iPod need a moment to be alone?
No. Nope, still works.
Okay.
We're good.
There, okay.
All right, so we've got, it's kind of not exciting looking, actually.
It smells okay.
It's kind of,
smells like a fruit basket
type. Oh, it's got a peach. Ooh. Or pear, sorry.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
pear.
Pear,
yeah,
that's what I was looking for. What a pea fruit.
All right, so over the lips, through the gums, watch out. Here she comes.
It's not good. You don't want any.
Oh, it's a coconutty.
It's not good. You don't want any.
Like a pineapple coconut kind of.
Yeah, I don't know whether I like it or not, because I do not like
I've definitely
coconut,
had worse ones, that's for sure.
But I like pineapple, so I'm conflicted.
Yeah, it's not bad, but it's not great.
I think I sprained a taste bud.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it screams for a scoop
that's
of vanilla
it.
Ice cream.
Yeah, pina colada. That's it. Pina colada.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right. So, thumbs up?
Oh, yeah.
I'll give it a thumbs up.
Yeah, okay. All right. Sure.
Base compared to thumb sideways from Ashley?
I don't like coconut.
Yeah, I don't like coconut either.
But
kind of.
It's tingly.
Compared to other flavors, I definitely give it a thumbs up. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I'm loving it.
Yeah. Because I was thinking
we have several more
thumb sideways, but
yay,
leftovers.
I'll drink the rest of it. Sure,
joke it, sister.
I think we got like at least one other bottle. I think.
Well, the rest of this Dixie cup.
Okay. All right. The
almost
next
had the Jones on up, and it was there.
The next flavor that we have here is ironically that you guys called it had a pear scent to this the last one. This is pear tree.
And
no
a
partridge.
Podcast
I forgot to say what
tree.
It was the saying on the last one is. No. You will seriously consider a move by year end. Well, guess what? We it's gonna be a long ways before year end.
I don't want to
Me neither, because I'm too damn lazy. All right, so let's go with pear tree here.
I think that should be the name of the episode.
What?
A podcast in a pear tree.
Podcast in a pear tree. And I see, on this year on the pear tree one is good fortune will soon find you.
I hope so.
Apparently I'm not hiding good enough.
Yeah. All right, so let's
pass them right here. Fortune.
And our silent audience, Todd, is distracting all the hosts by showing us this goofy little iPhone app.
Okay, that's cool.
That is too neat.
You wanna?
I heard the squeaky noise and I wondered what it was. That's cool. Sorry, I get distracted. Thank you.
Oof. Wow. No, that's why you don't pull stuff like that during a show.
Sorry. Lord. No, I just heard the noise and I couldn't figure out what it was until I saw him doing it. No. I just wondered what it was.
What was that? Eye steam?
I have supersonic hearing. No, no, it's okay. I have extra good hearing. He can't hear and I can't see and we even each other out.
What was this flavor called again?
Pear tree.
I hear that's really right. Well and he sees better than I do, so we even each other out.
Cause I barely smell it.
Because that sound that only teenagers are supposed to hear, I hear that.
Okie dokie. Pear tree. This looks like a very weak Mountain Dew in color here.
Yep. Watered down.
Hmm. I think my taste buds must be broken.
Like a Mountain Dew that had some ice in it and it melted.
Can you taste it?
Not really.
Hmm. So it's not as pear as I was hoping. Pear tree for. A try.
It's not like Jelly Belly pear flavor.
Well, it's not pear flavored, it's pear tree flavored. It tastes like the tree.
It's more tree than pear.
More of an apple.
I've never licked a pear tree.
I'm getting more of an apple kind of taste to it.
Yeah.
I'm getting more of an apple note.
Kind of a almost not sour, but
has a pear aftertaste a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not a big pear fan, but I actually like this.
There's not much to it. I like it though. It's fun.
Very light.
Light and refreshing. So I will vote. Give it a thumbs up.
Yep. My nose is burning.
Oh, don't burn.
You're supposed to drink it, not snort it.
Ow. No, shut up.
Good comeback.
Just don't. Oh, there you
go. Oh, now all your nose
it
is
almost
burning.
Came out.
Breathe.
Yes. And on that successful note,
oh wow,
thumbs up I guess all around.
Ashley,
except Ashley who has the
just,
nose
just
down.
For that thumbs up just
thumbs up.
Yeah.
Oh. Leave her alone.
It's oh wow.
See, I'm usually directed towards Brad.
Yeah,
and
that was
pain in the ass, but no, tonight specifically.
At least it wasn't
Brad's safe for tonight.
Uh-oh. At least it smells better than some of the other flavors we've had.
Oh god, like some of those have been really nasty.
It could have been Christmas ham.
We haven't had pizza. Although the chili could even be nastier coming back up. So.
All right.
Okay, in the segment.
End of segment.
Right. In the segment.
15 Please. Seconds ago. And we'll be back right after this.
Sometimes questions are more powerful than answers. How is this happening? What are they? Why them and not others? Why now? What does it all mean?
In a world where ordinary individuals...
I was at a bar. I got a beer.
...begin to discover their unique abilities.
I think I can fly.
10 people from across the nation will chronicle the events as they unfold.
I'm gonna be a hero.
Guiding fans from all over the world deeper into the extraordinary lives of heroes. The Ninth, a Heroes Netcast. www.heroescast.com. Also available on iTunes.
Okie dokie. Yeah, at long last, Christine and I have finally watched a movie that Adam and Glenn and just about everybody else in the world. Excuse me.
And why? Because Christina bought it for you for Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
On Blu-ray.
Finally have seen it.
I finally have seen it. Finally got around to seeing The Dark Knight.
After how long?
A little too long, probably.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things that, you know, you intend to go to the movies and something comes up and...
You get distracted.
You get distracted and you just, by the time you get, it's not there.
It happens.
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen for Batman.
Yeah.
So we
got to see The Dark Knight.
So we got, come on.
Yeah. Says the man with the 30-year-old potato chips.
Yeah.
20-year-old potato 20. Chips.
Yeah, they're only 20.
Actually, probably closer to 25 now.
Aren't they Doritos?
Yeah. No, they're tortillas.
They're tortilla chips,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
Doritos.
Yeah.
I would have eaten them if they were Doritos. Couldn't help myself.
Yeah, we've gone through many a bag of Doritos at Glenn's house before. And that chili cheese dip.
Yeah.
But yeah, we finally got around to watching The Dark Knight. Really good movie. Of course, I'll pretty much watch just about anything Morgan Freeman's in.
He's really good in that.
Yeah. Because he's like, you know he knows, but he's not telling Bruce that he knows.
I love him so much. I want him to be president.
Well, Bruce knows that he knows. It's just an unspoken thing, it seems like, in between them. Mm-hmm. That's kind of cool.
He's
I like
such
that.
A wonderful... He's just so classy. Like, they don't make that kind of class anymore.
He's really good in Electric Company.
Hey,
I hear you pissed if you remind him about that.
Hello, Lawrence Fishburne on the Pee Wee Herman Show.
Oh, yeah.
Cowboy Curtis.
Cowboy Curtis and John B. the Genie. Oh, sorry. Yeah. But yeah, that was really good. Had a couple issues with stuff like, why did all of a sudden does he get a voice like
that? Oh, that pissed me off. Yeah, it was, you know, it was tolerable in Batman Begins, you know, because it was almost subtle. You could, you know, there was a difference, but this was like, because I'm not wearing hockey pads. It's like, you can barely understand what he's saying. Sorry about that.
Yeah, they ramped it up too much.
Yeah, oh, it was over the top.
Mm-hmm.
Some blue marks
Holy
there.
Holy cow, you left some blue marks on that one.
Yeah. But it was just, it was forcing it too much.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I think that detracted a little bit from the movie. At least for me, it was just kind of like, ugh.
But some of the shots were gorgeous.
Yeah.
Of course, we're watching it on Blu-ray and on the HD TV, which Christina actually came to the conclusion and didn't take me too long to agree with it. We need to get surround sound on the TV in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
Just to appreciate all of the things that are on there.
That are on the Blu-ray. Yeah. With the high quality sound.
Actually, I would like to do is upgrade the living room set.
And
so
move
like 7.1 and move that other set into the bedroom.
There you go.
Give me an excuse. But rather than go buy a cheap, you know, in the box set or something like that you get for, you know, $150 or something like that.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Get a good one.
Yeah, go ahead and get a good one. Because you can get a receiver. You know, a good 5.1 receiver fairly inexpensively.
He says fairly inexpensively. Like, yeah,
I can get a 7.1 now for less than what I paid for that.
And how much would that be?
A couple $100.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay, Dark Knight.
See, just because you can doesn't mean you will.
Right.
There might be one available in that price range, but that's not the one you'll
this
buy.
This is where we go bad. Okay.
Focus.
Now, see, here's my one complaint.
Okay.
I will say this again. Two-Face, Harvey Dent. Doesn't sound any different when he only has half his face. Now, I can understand that they want to keep the character, but like a little bit of different, well, subtle different would have been good.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard no, I purposely listened, and there was no difference at all. Like, you know how it is.
Like, his cheek is gone.
Yeah, you know how it is when you're
and
at the
half
dentist.
Half his lips are gone.
Yeah, when you're at the dentist and half your face is numb, you sound completely different.
Oh, yeah. Well,
but when half your face is gone, you're going to at least, you know, inhale a little differently. You're going to sound a little bit different, at least.
Well, I like how he took the shot of the tequila or something like that when he was in the bar, and half of it
was
out
the
side of his cheek. That was kind of neat. I really like coming from someone who, you know, can really appreciate the CGI and stuff like that. That was just amazing.
Oh, yeah.
That effect with half his face like it was.
Yeah, because that was a mixture of CGI and prosthetics, right?
It was mostly CGI.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Would they paint his face blue and put some dots on it?
Yeah, pretty much. At least dots. Yeah.
Could just do like half the skull cap type thing. You know, that kind of... I mean, because it was straight.
That was
half
awesome.
In half.
Yeah.
I think he made a much better Two-Face than Tommy Lee Jones. Let's just say that. He was a little over the top down the road on that one.
I'll say once again, Tommy Lee Jones could have been a good Two-Face. I expected him to be a good Two-Face because he plays the same character in every movie he's in. Yeah, he would have been perfect for Two-Face. But then he didn't play that character. He played some second-rate Riddler something. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, oh, I'm a comic book villain, so I've got to be zany. Ha ha.
Well, that was trying to play off Jim Carrey as well.
You don't want to be upstaged by Jim Carrey, but he could have been the straight man for Jim Carrey. I know we're talking about a different Batman movie now, but still, Tommy Lee Jones should have been a good Two-Face. He should have been. He could have been. But it was a good Two-Face.
Could have been a contender.
Yeah.
Okay. we finally get to see Lieutenant Gordon become Commissioner Gordon.
That was pretty cool.
I've always been a little bit hopelessly in love with Gary Oldman.
Now,
he's just awesome.
He's a good actor. He's a very good actor.
Now, most listeners won't get this reference at all. Look a hell of a lot like Doug with that little mustache.
A little bit.
Put a little more gray in the hair, and there you go.
Yeah, he'd be good. It's true.
You know? I can see it.
And I don't understand what the big deal about not having Katie Holmes was, because I thought this girl was fantastic.
I think it is.
She's good. It's just continuity.
Yeah, continuity. I think she was a little bit better of an actress than Katie Holmes was.
Yeah.
We could do it.
Okay. Wait, what?
Holmes. I think we could out-act Katie Holmes.
I would say I had to suspend my disbelief, though, when Joker was going on about how beautiful she was, though. I was like,
she's pretty.
She's not beautiful.
She's good-looking. I mean, I wouldn't kick her out of bed for eating chips, but, you know.
If they were my chips, I'd be like, give me the chips pack. Okay.
I like that.
Especially she's eating his 25-year-old tortilla chip.
Going there.
Yeah, there was some things. The Joker stuff took a little getting used to.
I love the Joker.
There's
no doubt. Lord,
that was
Heath
awesome.
Ledger acted awesome.
I can't even. Like, the first half of the movie, I'm staring at his face looking for Heath Ledger from A Knight's Tale.
Yeah.
I'm looking for him, and I'm listening for him, and I don't see him, and that's a testament to him as an actor. And then the more I watched him talk, the more I picked up little bits.
Just little moments.
There he is, yeah.
Like, just the way he would say a word or something like
that.
But overall, that was stellar.
I can't even...
Well, my thing was, it's... I'm used to a little bit more of a comedic edge to the Joker a little bit. This dude, which probably is more right on, is what just...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was...
I loved how each time the first time he told the story about how he got the scars, you're like, oh my God, that's so terrible.
Yeah.
Like, that's totally, you'd like have this little bit of sympathy at first, and then... He tells another story, and then you're like, oh, he's a nut job.
It's like, what, three or four times that he does that?
Oh, that was so good.
Yeah. And then the magic trick.
I just make this pencil disappear.
That was my fault.
Gone. We've got someone in the room with a Harley Quinn shirt who happens to be a big Joker fan who hasn't said anything yet.
So what do you think of the movie Mr. J?
When did I become a mister? Anyways. I absolutely loved Heath Ledger as Joker. I mean, it's like you were talking about, you're used to more comical, like, I'm guessing Mark Hamill, correct?
Well, more of...
Shudder. Sorry.
What was that?
He's awesome as
no,
the
no,
Joker.
I just have an aversion to Mark Hamill.
Because of Star Wars?
Look past the Luke Skywalker.
Why do I suddenly feel like I've just walked into the lion's den?
Red Summer?
All of a sudden the room goes silent.
If you could have seen all their faces when I said that, it was like, I'm going to die now.
Well, no, I mean, like I said, I absolutely loved, because that's... I like the psychotic, just craziness.
He was almost believable.
He was, I mean, that's like, the perfect... He's just sort of... snapped, and I love the way the subtle gestures of his twitching is. I just absolutely
licking his lips. Yeah,
there's little things,
and pushing the hair back.
Hey, Christina's gonna wake up with a tauntaun head in her bed now.
Wow. But as you said, I do have a Harley Quinn shirt, and I wouldn't want her to, like, I was kind of hoping they'd do some sort of, like, you know, homage or whatever. But, you know, since he's not dead, like, they're taking him to Arkham Asylum. And there's just there's one doctor right there, blonde hair, and her name tag says Quinn. I would have been happy with that.
Exactly. No, yeah, something like that.
Some little homage.
Yeah.
But, oh, well.
It kind of would have been neat if the scene on the boat, this could have been some of the inmates from Arkham.
Mm-hmm.
Well, someone told me that you see the Scarecrow dressed up as a security guard on the boat.
Hmm.
He's like dressed up as one of the security.
He was
in
the beginning,
what?
Wasn't he?
Yeah, he was in the beginning.
Well, he was but on the boats again. He's dressed up in one of the security guards, and he's like all scared and stuff. And I
think that's someone that looks like him. I don't think that's him.
Someone told me that. I was like, I don't see him.
Or could have just been something that, you know, a plot line that they cut. You never know.
Yeah,
like that.
But I mean, I haven't watched all the extra stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Because
the extra stuff's awesome.
Fair bit of stuff on it.
So here's a question. I think I've talked with you about this. Batman 3 comes out.
Okay.
And they put Joker in, and they decide to get someone else to do it. Who do you think would be able to pull it off?
They have to get someone else to do it.
Oh,
well, I mean, yeah. But I mean, they have to get someone.
If Joker is in Batman 3,
if they want him to be,
it should be. You just see in back of the head or shadows or something in a cell at Arkham, and you hear like a cackling or, you know, the typical Joker laugh or some one or two lines.
I don't think they should try.
Something they can easily lift dialogue from, you know, an alternate take or something like that from this existing film. I do not think the Joker should be in the next film. If they do it, it should be several sequels down the road.
Future Joker, not the same.
The next reboot of Batman or something like that. Because there are so many good Batman villains that they can do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think what they could do with a good Poison Ivy or...
Clayface.
You know, a good...
Clayface. Yeah,
the only problem with Clayface probably is too... They're kind of keeping a little
fantastical.
More... Fantastical. Yeah, a little too fantastical.
Well, I've got... some of my friends have pointed out he could be maybe just a master of disguise or something like that.
Yeah, they could go that route fairly easily.
I'm going to be a master
Doesn't have to be
disguise.
A big guy or anything like that, you know, with special powers. But yeah, he could be someone that's, you know, good with prosthetics or, you know...
But I mean, think
of the comic book Clayface, though. Remember, he's kind of like a Mr. Freeze. He wore that suit and his face was all melty and stuff. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And he touched people and they would dissolve.
Hmm. Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty gritty. I liked it.
Well, what's your
pun intended.
What's your opinions on Batman 3, the people that they say are going to be in it?
If you look over on geekshow.us, you know, with our friends Ben and Scott and the rest of those guys, they've actually had they got photos somewhere, someone had done a mock-up of Philip Seymour Hoffman as Penguin.
Ooh.
It looks pretty good.
Brilliant.
What kind of like that realistic take on it was? Kind of got the ball, got the more of the
he's a
pronounced nose. Could be interesting, but I would actually like to see them go with a villain that has not been in the Batman movies before, and there's still tons of them,
like King Tut.
Oh dear God!
Just buried in his jammies.
Hush.
Mighty,
but I mean, you know, think of it. You got
Hush, maybe?
Black Mask.
Yeah, Black Mask. I was going to say Black Mask while I go. So, yeah.
You know, like Black Mask, it'd be fairly obscure as hell.
Right.
But there
need to be more chick villains. Do a Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn. Yeah.
Catwoman, obviously.
Yeah.
Isn't Angelina Jolie supposed to be Catwoman in the next one?
Oh, I'm so tired of Catwoman.
There are rumors.
Yeah, just rumors at this point.
Eartha Kitt died.
That's a good. Well, not say good, but good to bring that in, especially talking about Batman. Eartha Kitt passed away recently, and that was kind of depressing because you want to talk about somebody that was Catwoman.
Oh, my God. She had such theater and television and movies, and oh, my God.
Now, I believe Neil Hefti died as well, the guy that did the Batman theme.
Oh.
It died a couple weeks ago.
Oh. Gosh.
How did he do that? Because there's no vocals in that theme from the classic TV series. But to make those trumpets sound like they're saying Batman, how the hell do you do that?
At least back then when they didn't have fancy tech.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, getting back to the villains, I mean, there's, you know, Black Mask.
I want to see more chick villains. You know, more.
Well, I mean, there's
not
Poison Ivy.
What chick
right
villains are there? There's Poison Ivy.
Catwoman.
Talia wasn't brought up in the first
Harley
one.
Harley Quinn.
Yeah, yeah, that's
Talia.
True.
Talia
would...
Because they already established Ra's al Ghul, so...
Yeah.
Talia,
Yeah, that would actually, that would be good, because that would kind of tie it in, kind of bookending the franchise a little bit.
Talia, Juliet Landau, Talia?
Yes, yeah, she did a voice in the cartoon.
Yeah,
yeah.
Ooh, she would be good, though.
No. I don't... Not actually as Talia. Number one, she looks too damn frail.
That's true. Give her some cheeseburgers.
Personally, I'd like them to stay away from Penguin. I mean, that was good casting, yeah. Seymour Hoffman. You know, I could see that. But I'd like to see him stay away from him because he's kind of goofy. You know, a guy in a tux doesn't really scare me, you know.
If they went with more of the mob boss, that they had run him more of a kind of a crime figure, mob boss type thing.
Instead of a literal interpretation.
Rather than, Penguin or even Burgess Meredith type Penguin. Good work. But I would like to see him do different villain.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But they'll probably go with
Riddler.
Riddler, because he's more better known.
Yeah.
And, you know, since you don't have Joker to play with anymore,
how do you outdo Jim Carrey as the Riddler?
You don't.
You don't do anything like Jim Carrey. You do something completely...
I mean, how do you...
Different.
Actually, I think Jim Carrey more of a Joker kind of a Riddler.
Yeah, I didn't care much for Jim Carrey's.
That's what I'm really looking forward to the next one. If it's true, I haven't heard anything about Johnny Depp being the Riddler and stuff. After seeing Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, I can definitely see.
Yeah, I can see maybe a little bit.
Johnny Depp plays off pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how I would do it. Okay. I would retool the Riddler. I've thought about this before. I would retool the Riddler and make him more like the Zodiac Killer. Make the Riddler a serial killer, totally straight up, you know, and he leaves these clues and Batman's got to save people, you know, or whatever.
Go back to his detective roots.
I'm not too keen on the dude who plays Batman.
Christian Bale.
After watching American Psycho, it's a little hard.
I've never even seen that. I just
see, I liked him in Batman Begins.
So I need to see that. I have not seen that one.
You have not seen Batman Begins.
Wow.
Hi.
But he played this was
Todd said, "Why are you in this podcast?
Why isn't Todd on the mic if he's going to be talking?" I think he did the whole. Dichotomy between Bruce Wayne and Batman really well.
Yeah.
Like taking the whole ballet chorus to, on a boat, just cover for what he's doing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's a Bruce Wayne thing kind of do.
Batman's pimp.
What I liked about Batman Begins was its realism. I mean, it brought a realism to Batman. But this one... The Dark Knight redefined realism. The other one looks like a cartoon compared to this one, in my opinion. I mean, I think this was super realistic.
I like that he was bruised. I like that he needed better armor. I like that he needed help. Mm-hmm. I think that was cool.
I like the city, the setting, I think, better. In Batman Begins, there was a lot of the city that you really couldn't really relate to because a lot of it was CG, like the monorail, the train system, and then the Wayne building,
Tower,
and then but this they just strictly I think filmed in Chicago. I don't think they did a whole lot of CG as far as the city went. Yeah. There was practical settings.
I do like some people were complaining, it's not Wayne Manor and everything, but there was a run in the comics, where he was in Wayne Court Tower. All the stuff was in the basement and tubes, and he lived in a penthouse upstairs.
Yep, there was.
I thought that was kind of... you really had to be a comic geek to actually get that. But,
and you know what? I would just love to say I appreciate the awesomeness of Mr. Michael Caine.
Yeah. I did miss Michael Caine.
He's the most awesome Alfred. Always. In everything he's in, I adore him.
But I did like the other Alfred, from the other... Batman, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was pretty good. He had the look.
But he blinked.
The classic Alfred look. But just, Michael Caine's is just awesome.
Michael Caine doesn't just blink. Like,
one thing on The Dark Knight, talking about the script and the directing and everything, the opening sequence, I really loved.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, I saw it online. They released the first few minutes online before I even saw the theater. And I debated watching it because it might take some impact away or whatever. Mm-hmm. But even watching it online, it was just like, wow, this is really cool. I felt like I was watching some really cool heist movie like Heat mm-hmm. or something. I mean, it really had that kind of mm-hmm. gritty crime feel to it. You know?
And then the whole double crossing, back stabbing mm-hmm. type.
Yeah,
thing.
Killing them killing each other, and
one yeah. less share.
That was all filmed in IMAX. Oh, with yeah. the IMAX camera, yeah.
Okay.
A lot of the key sequences were filmed with the IMAX camera.
Yeah, I knew that, but I didn't know which scene.
Now, isn't it supposed to be coming back to the theaters mm-hmm. later this month, I think?
I will see it in the theaters.
Yeah, I'll go. Yeah, I mean, we've seen it on Blu-ray, and I thought it was supposed to come back, so I'm kind of like, do I watch it? Do I wait? Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and watch it.
But you had a good point. Like, now that we've seen it, we can spend a little more time looking for the things we didn't catch the first time.
Yeah, and there's...
Being
there's,
on a big-ass screen, you'll yeah, be able to see it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and it's definitely... I thought it was... You know, as good watching it a second time. Yeah. It was.
And there
yeah,
was some stuff that, as a comic book geek, I caught that, you know, some folks may not know, like Gordon's wife being called Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
I believe his first wife was Barbara. And then when he has the child, he has Barbara Gordon, you know, what we know as Batgirl or Oracle, which, ooh, an Oracle would be kind of cool to show up in the movie. Yeah. She was named after that.
That whole not showing little Barbara's face kind of...
Well, it's a cheat.
I know, but still, I was like, wow, they're not being obvious at all whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. You never know. It'll be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
We about Batmaned out, or anybody got anything else to add?
Not that I can think of.
All right, let's go hang up our cowls.
I've actually got a cowl.
two or three, actually,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back right after this.
Oh, man, it just keeps getting worse.
Hey, guys, this is Brad. This is where we take a little bit of a break. Remember, Pod Culture is a podcast that's recorded every other week, split into two parts, and then sent down the podcast feed weekly. So tune in again, same time next week, for another geek-filled episode of Pod Culture.
If you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are many different ways, like these email addresses.
You can email any one of us at Brad, Glenn with two N's, Christina, or Adam at podculture.net.
And if you want to reach us the old-fashioned way,
that address would be Podculture, P.O. Box 20255, Louisville, Kentucky 40250-0255.
You can also give us a call on the Podculture voicemail line, and that phone number is 1-206-338-3POD. That is 1-206-338-3763.
There are also the official Pod Culture forums and the comments section of each episode, all of which have links at the website www.podculture.net.
So drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3. Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture, equal opportunity geekness.